as a living sacrifice, which is holy and acceptable and pleasing in his eyes. It's holy and pleasing. So you are to be a living sacrifice. A sacrifice, first of all, is dead. But it says you're living. So you get up on the altar, and what happens next? What do they do to the sacrifice once it's on the altar? Watch. When they have an animal, what did Elijah do? What did Elijah do on Mount Carmel? Fire. So now you have a sacrifice on an altar. The fire comes. Woo! It's hot. So God's purging flame comes to purify you, because you're supposed to be a pure and holy bride. Right? So you're a living sacrifice on the altar. It starts getting hot. Woo! We hop up off there. Because it hurts. But don't you know that whenever you hop up off the altar, another thing, the same thing's coming, because God wants you to make it through that. It doesn't feel good, but go through it. We pray, God, turn down the heat. This hurts. Right? Come on. Be real. It's good. Let God purge you. Look, the three boys in the furnace came out, and they didn't smell like smoke, and it was pretty hot in there. You couldn't even tell they were in the fire. Go through the fire. It's real important. Okay. So that's happening at my work. And Jared, who is like my wonderful boss, is like just starting to see the kingdom flow. He's seen so many things. And Dave, he's a buddy of mine. He owns the ice company. He's like one of the part owners, brother, the family owns it. And he's like, man, and we cry on the phone. Man, I just want to see these places. Let you pray. Well,